Yeah, host Keith the Madman, coming straight to you with movies, cigars, and a brew. Discussing movies while kicking back, whether they are good or they're bad. With the hottest movies and non-released, I am talking about details and what I see. So tune into the podcast while I vent with reviews, news, and nonsense.
Welcome to Movie Cigars and a Brew. I'm your host, Keith. Today's movie we're going to talk about is Black Mass. This is the true story of Whitey Bulger, who is the brother of a state senator. And basically, he becomes an FBI informant to take down the mafia, Italian mafia, and to keep them from coming into his turf. It's kind of an ingenious plan when you think about it. He really has a friend in the force. John Connolly, played by Joel Edgerton, basically runs interference and gets him involved with the FBI and allows for pretty much James Whitey Bulger to do whatever he wants while at the same time getting rid of his enemies. And, you know, I got to be honest with you, you must have seen this movie somewhere because it's been on billboards all over the place. There's been a huge rush and push from the marketing department to get it out there in front of everybody. It's directed by Scott Cooper. Scott Cooper has been in a few other things and directed a few other things. He was Out of the Furnace. He was Crazy Heart, The Spy Who Shagged Me. It may not be the best list of movies, perhaps. Out of the Furnace, I think, was pretty good. But this was, you know, we're trying to take another look at the whole mafia scene. And let's be honest also here when we talk about this, Johnny Depp needs a good movie because these last few movies he's done have not done very well. He's done some strange ones. He was, you know, Tonto in The Lone Ranger. He you know, played that Mordecai movie, which I didn't even watch. I watched him in Transcendence, and he wasn't a character actor in that particular movie, meaning he wasn't playing a weird character per se, except maybe towards the end of that. But I didn't particularly like him in that. So since he's, you know, stopped wearing the pirate suit, he's kind of struggled to find an audience that wants to see him. Now, so that's what when I went into this movie, I was saying, all right, can I look at this movie and not feel like Johnny Depp is just doing another character? And I have to be honest with you, he really was pretty good. You didn't really feel like, oh, hey, that's Johnny Depp. You kind of saw this dark person. At the same time, though, this movie really feels like it's, to me, it feels like it's less about James Bulger, and it seems like they focus so much on John Connolly and the shenanigans that he pulled to run interference with Whitey's activities. It was weird too because, you know, it's 1980s. I don't know if they completely captured the 1980s to me. The only thing that I really focused on at one point, and I know that this must have been, you know, this is Movie Cigars and a Brew. So there was one point in this movie where everybody's drinking Budweiser, and it's in those old Budweiser cans, but I mean, they spent a lot of time focusing on that. That shot was so set with those four or five beers and all of them facing the right way so everybody could see Budweiser. Yeah, no, they paid for it. Other than that, I didn't get that sense that they didn't add a lot of peripheral anything in this movie. There wasn't a lot of emotion to a certain extent. It almost felt as though this was, you know, here's a fact. These are the facts that happened, and this is the reenactment of these things. Not everything was so perfectly well connected in terms of a story that you could follow one scene into the next. There was definitely a few times when somebody was getting killed, and I was like, "Who is he again? Why?" You know, it almost had that a little bit of that True Detective feeling, where you're like, "Wait a minute, they kind of got it back into that." But at the same time, Whitey, you never really got a sense of who he was. I mean, obviously he was a crazy SOB, but some of these movies where they've done such a great job bringing out a mobster, you really got that full dimensional, you know, three-dimensional character. You really felt who they were. I never really felt like you did that in this movie. Not to say it wasn't well acted, not to say that it wasn't well shot. It was. I just never really felt like I knew anything more than skin deep on all the characters. Outside of Benedict Cumberbatch, who plays Billy Bulger, he's a senator. You got Joel Egerton playing John Connolly, and you got Johnny Depp playing Whitey Bulger. Those three characters you kind of got a little bit of a sense for. There was some other great people in this movie as well. I mean, Kevin Bacon's in there. Adam Scott was in this movie as well. There's some great actors, but everything just really felt sort of skin deep and more of a reenactment of events. But I'll tell you what, it's so much better than some of the movies I've seen lately. I'll take it. I think it's going to do very well in the box office. It's pretty dark. There's some dark scenes in it. It's not going to rank up there as the best gangster mafia movie I've seen, but the acting was pretty well done. Script writing could have been a little bit different. It could have given a little bit more heart to the movie. They didn't really give very much of that. But at the end of the day, I'm going to give this a solid B. I think it's definitely a great one to see, and it's going to be out very soon. It's going to be out this Friday, September 18th. So I definitely think it'll do well in the box office. It's going to have some competition. I believe Everest is also coming out. So we're getting into the fun season. And incidentally, as a side note, I did go to the this movie culminated a trip to the Toronto Film Fest. So I did get to watch several movies and saw. So I'll be reviewing those coming up. Some of them are a little more obscure, but I always like a good foreign language flick because they seem to do some things differently. In this movie, I actually, on the way back, I know it was at Toronto, but I got an opportunity to see it at the Philadelphia Film Fest on the way back, and that was actually excellent. It was a packed theater, and I think that the reception to it was pretty good, and the initial reviews I'm seeing is also very good. So get out there and take a look at it. Take a look at moviecigarsandbrew.com and give me a like on Facebook, and you can follow me on at moviecigarbeer on Twitter. And you can find me other places too. Just Google Movie Cigars and a Brew and you'll find it out there. I'll talk to you again soon.
I need to know everything you know about the Winter Hill Gang, and specifically what you know about your former boss and now fugitive, James Whitey Bulger.
What's that?
In the beginning, Jim was a small town player.
He's a very smart, disciplined man.
Take your shot.
Enough.
But make it your best. Because I get up, I eat you. I'm at
the
table,
you can come and lay your. And the next thing you know, he's a damn kingpin. You know why? Because the FBI let it happen.
I grew up with Jimmy and his brother Billy, the senator. And that is a bond that doesn't get broken.
Your brother is wading into some very dark waters. Jimmy's business is Jimmy's business.
We all need friends. Even Jimmy. Even you.
I can help you, Jimmy.
And you can help me. It's an alliance. We get the FBI to fight our boss.
The success
just getting started. Till it's
gone. Boom! Jump to the sky for my people. I walk through the
world. Just playing this. Love me. Making a fool of the Bureau. Tell
me we're in too deep. About my and he knows it. Come around me telling
me I changed. God help us.
How come no one has nailed Whitey Bulger?
He seems to be involved in every crime in the city, and yet the Bureau keeps saying he's clean.
Well, what's Bulger done?
What's he done? Everything. I'm not the trash can, not the last man at the finish line now.
caught in the haystack that you finally found. This ain't no free rent, come on, put your 10-year time down.
If he gives me his word, he will keep it.
Till it's gone. Oh, oh, till it's gone.